Letter. Past point of no return. I hear Dr. Lucas Ntiantian's grievances concerning the DA, but the main problem with SA is that everything is driven by race, no desire to kiss bully DA, February 13. There is a lack of trust between communities and parties. Respect between people, communities and parties should be a given, but trust must be earned. The Americans vote according to the economy and the price of gas. The odds are that because the U.S. economy is doing well and the price of gas is relatively stable, Donald Trump will return as president for a second term. The Americans realize that if the economy is doing well and unemployment is low, that money can fix many national problems. Most Americans dislike Trump but will vote for him if they feel he is getting the economic part right. Before the last election in SA, some of us initially thought there was a chance the ANC could be dislodged. How can a party that has got so much wrong still get voted in for another term? I am still flabbergasted. The labor unions are crippling the country, but how can the government act against them when they are in bed together? We have been through at least 12 years of intense corruption, theft, mismanagement and state-owned enterprises such as Eskom bringing business to its knees. I believe a few years ago the DA may have been able to resurrect the economy, but the rot is so entrenched that I no longer believe it can be fixed. We have passed the point of no return. The only power I have that is still within my control is to encourage my children to leave the country and look elsewhere for their futures. Gary Theodosiou.